In local sports, now that a new logo has been unveiled, the countdown is on to the 2019 DG's 5K Challenge. Here's Radio K-Man Shanda Gallego with more.
The DG's 5K logo, refreshed every year, is designed to celebrate the various charitable recipients it aims to support. With a focus on stepping up to the mantle to support the most vulnerable and reduce stigma, the beneficiaries this year will be the Cayman Islands Crisis Center, the Special Needs Foundation Cayman, and the Alex Pandon Foundation. Deputy Governor Honorable Franz Manderson says he's thrilled to be able to work closely with these various charities, saying, quote, "Every year we aim to assist foundations that are tirelessly at work to provide services that reach areas of need in our community." The DG's 5K Challenge celebrates its 6th anniversary and each year brings together civil servants, private sector employees, and members of the public in a fitness and fundraising challenge. It's part of Mr. Manderson's vision to have a healthier, more active, and more socially engaged civil service while benefiting charitable organizations and initiatives in the Cayman Islands. The countdown begins. The walk, run, and Grand Cayman will be held on Sunday, September 29th and Sunday, September 15th in Cayman Brac. Reporting for Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Shanda Gallego.
Everyone is encouraged to register on the Cayman Active website, caymanactive.com/DG5K. This year, the first 400 registrants across both events will receive a special edition cap. For more details, you can follow the DG5K Challenge Facebook page. You're encouraged to use the hashtag DG5K Challenge 2019 if you post any training photos on social media. In football news, the CONCACAF Women's Under-17 Championships are taking place this week at the Truman Bond Sports Complex. Cayman's national team in Group B will face Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica and Martinique. Matches are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday at 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can get your tickets at eventpro.ky, HMBSOs, and Funky Tangs. The governor catches up with Derek Haynes and Mike Burcombe at a recent Rotary lunch. His Excellency Martin Roper congratulated them on completing their Coast to Coast Challenge, an arduous 600-mile trek across the Pyrenees to raise funds for the Special Needs Foundation. Rotary honored the pair with certificates of recognition for their outstanding contribution to the Cayman community. The Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation held its first one-day co-ed tournament this month and were, quote, "overwhelmed with the support from the volleyball community." The day turned out Division I winners Hot Shots, and Division B was taken by Shockwave. The one-day events are expected to be a regular occurrence going forward. And runners and walkers of all levels are invited to a fun event raising funds for the YMCA of the Cayman Islands. Details from Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
Later this month, the Cayman Islands Institute of Professional Accountants is hosting a charity walk run, which will feature two distances, a 5K and a 10K. The event kicks off at 6 a.m. at Cricket Square with the 5Kers doing the course once and the longer distance runners repeating the loop. Registration is $25, which includes breakfast provided by Amazon Cafe and entry into the raffle prize drawing. If you're worried about accurate times, this is a chip-timed event. New this year is the corporate challenge. Businesses are encouraged to enter their top 5K runners, including at least one woman. The teams will be averaged and the fastest time wins. Money raised this year will go to the YMCA of the Cayman Islands, which is a cause-driven nonprofit organization with a focus on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Through their programs, the Y reaches over 30% of Cayman school-aged youth across Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. To register for the August 31st event, head to caymanactive.com. April Cummings for Radio Cayman Sports.
That's your latest local sport. I'm Carsley Fuller.